Dun, 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 dun.
Are we on?
We are on.
Arcadian. Arcadian. I feel like this should have been the song for the movie.
Yeah, because we watched, just to peek behind the curtains, Monster Squad and Used Cars, and they both had their own theme song.
Yes.
This one had jack shit.
No theme song. Barely any music. Barely any story. It was Mumblecore the horror movie.
Remember, it had porn, like, had like romantic music every time it showed him and his sons.
That's right, yes.
Is it that breezy saxophone and like violin playing? And they're like, is he gonna fuck his sons?
It was the that George Michael song. Do 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 do. Something like that.
Oh, it's Baker Street.
Or, walking through Memphis.
Walking through my puss?
Walking through my puss. My boys are with me.
Arcadian.
Arcadian.
I just wanted one theme song.
Well, I don't know what the word means.
No.
What is the definition of Arcadian, though, as just a word? What does it mean? I turned my phone off, so just in case someone called me.
I mean,
you have the computer. You have the technology. What does Arcadian mean as a definition? Because I'm curious, I'm trying to figure this out. I could have looked it up myself, but I didn't think about it just right now.
Relating to or constituting an ideal rural paradise. There you go.
What?
Relating to Arcadia in ancient Greece. So basically being out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, this movie was just mediocre, bland as it can be. It was a Quiet Place knockoff, and it's written by Nicolas Cage is an agent, manager, and producing partner.
Yeah.
So that tells you everything, I think. That's everything. And it's directed by one of Nick Cage's previous guys that's been in movies with him. So Nick Cage is surrounding himself with his own people and being insular. And, you know, he's doing his $2 million hit jobs, and this is one of them.
Benjamin Brewer.
Yeah, Benjamin Brewer's the director, and the writer was... Mike Nylon.
Benjamin Brewer directed... Oh, he wrote... No, he did the visual effects for Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah.
He directed The Trust.
Yes, The Trust.
A movie I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
Oh, because it was two brothers that did it, that did The Trust.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I talked to Alex and Benjamin Brewer, because I talked to their dad.
Oh.
Because that was my first review on the Nick Cage cast.
Oh.
And then the dad was like, he gave a positive review. Thank you so much. My sons are so proud. I was like,
oh, my God.
The dad was so excited that he got, you know, someone loved their son's work. It was a good movie.
Yeah.
The Trust was fun.
Which one was that?
It's one, him and Elijah Wood.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I'm always confusing that one with the Paul Schrader one. Yeah. There's a Paul Schrader one he did with Nick Cage, right? And William Dafoe.
There's like three of them.
There's a few. Yeah.
Doggy
yeah.
Dog.
That's it. About? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Doggy Dog's okay.
Wasn't Elijah Wood in that too, though?
No.
Was it Anton Yelchin?
Anton Yelchin is in Dying of the Light.
That's what it is.
That's the Paul Schrader one he's in.
Right, okay.
Then Paul Schrader also did Dog Eat Dog.
And then he did
and Willem Dafoe's fucking hilarious in it.
Right, that's what it is.
But, yeah, Dog Eat Dog's kind of rough. That one's very Paul Schrader.
Oh, yes. Paul Schrader is a very interesting guy.
But coming up, I think in our two episodes on this, on Nick Cagecast, is the Dying of the Light versus Dark, which is... Dark is the Paul Schrader's director's cut of Dying of the Light.
Oh, okay.
But he can't get it released, so it's just
free
on the web.
Oh, is it on the web? It's on YouTube.
So I had to download it.
Oh, interesting, yeah.
Yeah, it's just the movie recut, and it looks so much worse.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's too bad.
But
yeah, I'll figure out.
Arcadian.
Whatever. No, it opens up with... It's a Quiet Place. It's a ripoff of Quiet Place.
Yeah.
It's a poor man's Quiet Place. And the alien design is actually not bad, I would say. Like, but it's different every time you see it. It's like every time there was a cut, like it seems like you get more of a better shot as the movie progresses, like toward the end. And then they jump into this giant like ball. They're like critters. They like to go into wheels.
They reminded me of a lot of critters.
They go into wheels and they spin, but at the end, they're all on fire. So they all join together in a wheel, doing the Wheel of Fire. It's like, you guys are burning up. You're not very smart monsters, are you?
Well, I guess let's say, if you haven't seen the movie,
don't
I don't
bother.
Think you need to watch it.
Nah, you don't have to.
I think listening and watching a review of it is going to suffice.
You'll save yourself although, 90 minutes.
I didn't hate it.
No, I wasn't bad. There's nothing about it that's like, is it bad? Is it good? It's meh.
I would say watch the last half hour.
Yes, I would say half hour is the best part.
Once he goes back to the farm and they start crawling up through the floor, watch that.
Yeah, that's it. From there on out. Because things happen in the middle where he's like, huh? It's confusing. Because Nick Cage's out of the movie for 40 minutes.
Yeah, Nick Cage is just not in the movie for the majority.
He's hurt. He's in bed.
He's doing Long Legs.
Yes, he's too busy doing the other movie that's going to get him.
Hanging out with Oz Perkins.
He's trying to get, that one's going to be his moneymaker this year.
Oh, man.
That's going to be the big one. And then with this one, he's basically a dad with two twin sons living in the middle of nowhere. And I guess they're trying to say it's America, but it's shot in Ireland, obviously. It looks like Ireland.
It is so clearly not America.
Clearly not America.
Cobblestone buildings and roads and like
but I guess sheep it's everywhere. To be the United States. Right. And one of the older sons, he's fallen in love with this girl in another compound or whatever. And they have people there and they get to know him because he helps them out.
She never puts out.
She never puts out because she's bitch. A fucking prude. Fucking Arcadian means prude. That's what it means.
Yeah.
Arcadian means no pussy, man. This is bogus, bro. Bogus. Bro, I'm trying to get this girl's pants for like 6 months now during the apocalypse. She's not interested. She doesn't want to procreate, bro.
What is she, fucking her dad? Why is she took it for this kid?
And there's 15 other guys there for some reason. Because in the middle of the movie, he brings his dad there because he thinks they'll let him. Oh, that hurts. Uh-oh.
The bottom isn't flat.
Oh, my God. Your Dr. Pepper exploded. Oh, no.
I can't reach
the paper towels. Are that way or that way? Oh, shit.
Continue.
So, so he's seen this chick, and he thinks, oh, it's idyllic. Oh, the family. He likes the family. There's a few survivors there just trying to get along. And so he sneaks off there every day. And Nick Cage is like, we got to be home on time. You're always late. Now get inside. We're men, aren't we? We're men. And then they stab the table with a knife, and they're eating their stew, and they got apples on the table. And then the other son is beginning to feel like, oh, these monsters are getting smarter because they're trying to figure out the house because they knocked three times in a row one night and blah, blah, blah. And then it gets kind of confusing because what happens in the movie, the events, it's not clear because the movie's so dark. It's one of those dark movies where it's shot at night.
Not tonally.
No.
You can't see a goddamn thing.
It's like Solo. It's dark. Like, you can't see shit. And you got to lighten up the movie or something because you can't see anything. And everything's lit by a roadside flare. Half the movie's a roadside flare lighting. And you're just like, I don't see anything. And the son, one of the sons who stays at home and doesn't have a girlfriend because he's just a weird, awkward kid, he captures one magically. Like, he goes and he captures one, and then he wants to figure out what it is, and then the brother kills it because he gets out and he kills it. And the other brother was mad because, oh, I could have studied it and learned about it. And
but then he studies it and learns about it anyway, and doesn't
matter.
Yeah,
but it doesn't matter because they don't do anything about it. And then he's just like, well, I guess if it can die with a shotgun blast, anything can kill it, so it's just like a normal thing, so you don't have to be that afraid of it. Just shoot it and it's dead. That's basically what happened.
Sorry.
So there's no clever, like,
this
twist.
Is why it spilled. This is the bottom of the can.
Well, look at that. It looks like it was frozen, and then it got defrozen.
I set it down. It fell right off.
Wow. But good thing you landed on your soundboard. But, yeah, I mean, like I said, the monsters are cool. Like, there's a cool creature design, but, again, doesn't go far enough with them. They kill everybody pretty much in the movie except for the three kids. And then you have Nick Cage, of course, who does his sacrifice, the sacrificial scene where the father's got to stand up and be like, oh, I'm sorry, kids, I'm going to have to save you all. But he doesn't really. All he does is blow up the house and doesn't really help anything. They blow
it seems
up the
like
house.
He wanted to die.
Kind of, yeah.
He seemed actively suicidal when he did
I'm
that.
I'm sick of my kids. I hate my father. I hate my two sons. I smoke a cigar the whole movie.
Anyway.
I'm smoking cigars the whole time of the movie. Like, he goes to a waterfall, smokes a cigar. He's smoking a cigar after dinner with his kid, talking about, you know, uh-oh.
We're good.
I hope that one doesn't blow up.
God damn, that sucked.
There goes Sam. You see, you got to have Dr. Pepper with your peanut butter whiskey. Because it's the only thing that goes with it. Because it's delicious.
It is a delicious treat.
Yeah, please.
The floor does not appreciate it as much as...
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have peanut butter whiskey, you get a cup of it with ice, and you get Dr. Pepper. Even if you don't like Dr. Pepper. I don't like Dr. Pepper. And I had one of these.
I don't like Dr. Pepper that much.
It tastes like pure peanut butter. It tastes like melted peanut butter. It's good. It's just a nice flavor. But if you drink too many, you will be destroyed. You'll be soused.
Not me.
No, it's your basically your medicine.
Yeah.
This is your...
I'm pissed that it's on the floor right now.
He's going to lick the floor in between shows. It's still good.
No, Dr. Pepper I can't drink by itself.
Arcadian.
It's way too much.
Arcadian. I love it. Yes, it's just, yeah, lackluster movie. Did you, I mean, because we're watching it with kids running around.
Yeah, it's really hard to focus on.
It's hard
on
to,
it.
And a good thing you have the subtitles, that kind of helps, but.
And not in this one.
Not in this one, because it's just like.
I didn't have subtitles in this one.
Did we?
No.
I thought there were subtitles.
The other ones we did.
Oh, okay. I'm just used to seeing subtitles.
Yeah, I always have subtitles because I have kids, but.
No.
Yeah, it was so dark and it was so loud in the house. The house wasn't dark, the movie was.
And also you had the light, all the windows open, so the light was coming in.
Yeah.
So you kind of got that glare on the TV, so it'd make it harder.
So there is that component for sure.
So you're probably not the best judge of film.
Yeah, we're not going to go, I'm not going to judge the director too much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Although.
That's fine.
The fucking mumblecore dialogue and the mumblecore camera of, I'll find the actor after I whip pan to him.
Right.
Oh, there they are.
Zoom in. I got to do that zoom. And then we're here. Okay.
There was none of that shit in The Trust. Like, The Trust felt very calm. Maybe it needs to be both brothers working together. Because that was like a...
Maybe.
That was a really, like, focused movie.
Well, this probably... They had 3 weeks to shoot because he was shooting his big movies right now.
The Surfer and Long Legs.
Long Legs. Because I got 2 weeks in Ireland. I can... Here we go. I can give you a week in Ireland to film me. And you can have the other week to film the rest of the crew and the cast. But that's all I can give you is 1 week in July for this film. I'm too busy making movies, man.
Well, you know what? Now that we've seen Arcadian, let's watch the trailer.
Yeah, it's very different. I'm going to tell you that right now. It is nothing like the trailer, I don't think.
Looking at the trailer here.
Is it playing? Yeah. Arcadia.
There are those who believe they came after the pollution people caused. And they're here to cleanse the planet of the human race.
Did they do any of this?
This was the beginning of the movie. This all this was the opening of the movie.
But did he say this line?
He says this dialogue when they're having dinner.
Okay.
After
dinner. I might have missed it because I was out of the room chasing
the kids. Yeah, he was talking to his kids. This is the son talk in the dinner table.
The opening of the movie is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah.
From there, it gets dark.
Pretty much, that's the trailer. The trailer right now, all this trailer stuff is from the first 5 minutes of the movie.
So we'll all become extinct. We have to stay vigilant. Do you understand?
Are we not mad?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I'll meet you right here before the sun sets behind that hill.
It was good to see you.
You're late!
Sorry, I lost track of time.
Are we safe?
Yes.
Why aren't those leaving?
I don't know.
Although the kid reminded me of Harry Potter when he has long, awful hair. I think the fourth one.
I've got red hair. I'm Ron Weasley.
Are we secure?
Yes. Thank you for this food we were about to receive. Thank you for bringing us together as a family.
Lost all the first, like, 6 months.
Hide from them anymore.
That's it. That's the first 7 minutes of the movie right here.
What do we do?
Are we not men?
Say as far as trailers go, fairly accurate.
Well, yeah,
they cut out all the slow scenes,
well,
which is what a trailer's gonna
do.
They didn't go to the Christopher Nolan. like the quiet.
Well, they couldn't do that. They could not do that. Yeah, they didn't have enough shots of that.
You didn't trust me.
Yeah, I mean the trailer is mostly the first 10 minutes and the last 10 minutes.
That's it, yeah. Especially a 90-minute movie.
Yeah, and it cuts out Nick Cage is bedridden and out of the movie for, like I said, like 40 minutes.
Oh, yeah, no, half the movie's out. He's not
it keeps going.
His body's at the back of the quad as they're driving up and down. It's not even him. It's right at the stand-in. He's just like, hey, I'm getting happy. We're getting the golden hour. I'm making more money than being a stand-in today. Don't show my face. I got to have it bloody and messed up because I got attacked in the hole because my son's an idiot.
And he wakes up, and all he says the rest of the movie is, fight. And then he's just out of bed suddenly.
You gotta stop him, man.
Because the kid's plan was to have all four of them go inside of the fridge.
Yes.
Like Indiana Jones in the King of the Crystal Skull.
Yes.
And then Nick Cage blows the bomb off, and it keeps going off for like a full fucking minute. And I'm like, what is in that?
It blew up the whole house. And they came in from the floor, so that means it doesn't matter anymore wherever they're going to find you. So don't, there's no point. Just try to kill them all. Or you find a place that has a cement floor. Because you probably can't dig through that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's plenty of concrete foundation homes out there. I have one of them. Or no, I don't. I'm above ground. They'd kill me. So my house has a crawl space where you can go in. There's dirt, and then there's the house. So, yeah, I'll be dead. They'll come after me.
We have a concrete. We're good.
Yeah, this is concrete. This is all new.
In the desert in Phoenix, it's all concrete. Yeah, you have to,
yeah. Because of the, what, scorpions?
No, I think it's just the land.
The water.
You're on sand.
Yeah, exactly. You'll sink.
Yeah.
Welcome to fucking Phoenix, where it's 104 degrees.
Oh.
Was it?
I was mentioning the...
Oh, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Raiders of the Lost Flick.
I was bringing up the fridge that they go in.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Forgetting the whole time
Last
I was
Crusade.
Wearing the shirt.
Sorry. I can't Kingdom. Besmirch. Kingdom Crystal Skull. Much worse. Can't besmirch Last Crusade. I'm sorry.
No.
With Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. It's like saying the N-word. It's horrible.
For some reason, we'll talk about our side story of this movie to entertain ourselves throughout. But for some reason, Last Crusade is like, people are starting to turn against it. Or they're not like, it's okay.
Because Tarantino said it.
Fuck Tarantino.
Tarantino didn't like it because he's like, it's just, he thinks Temple of Doom is the better movie. Which I like them all three. I like all three of them.
I like all three.
Pretty much equally. But Temple of Doom is good, but so is Last Crusade. Last Crusade is a solid movie.
Last Crusade is my favorite
one. Last Crusade is great. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a fun movie.
I'd rather watch that one than the other two.
I like Last Crusade a lot. I like them all, but yeah. That's just me.
It's got that one, they definitely focus a lot more on the humor.
Yeah. And if you're a collector of Indiana Jones stuff, they made zero stuff for Last Crusade. There's like nothing. You could find maybe a Pepsi bottle, like a Pepsi.
It's just because the year they came out, they're like, none of them are going to bother.
Well, because Temple of Doom had a toy line, nobody bought it. Raiders of the Lost Ark had a toy line, nobody bought it. All the ancillary stuff for Indiana Jones movies always bombed. So, like, fuck it, we're not doing it. I think all you did was a video game. They didn't even do a board game. At least Raiders, and I think Raiders got a board game. We got two of them.
I would love the Temple of Doom board game. We got to lower the guy into the flames.
I wish.
You got a little bridge,
that.
And you're slowly chopping at the.
Ora, suit up.
You roll the five. You got to chop the little rope. It's like Icebreaker.
Half of the kids died in the escape. You didn't roll a high enough number.
It has a little video mat where it plays the alligators.
They took the children. Don't come up here.
You have to whip the child.
Yeah. Well, no, because you're in the black sleep of Kali.
Yeah.
You become like them. You are in the back sleep of Kali. And you burn them with a torch. That's how you get them out, because that's what Short Round figured out. Indy, I love you. And he burns them.
Do you think the board game would have the stretching out of time that Spielberg is known for?
I wish.
Where you just slow, every time slows?
Yes.
Just because he's getting into the rock crusher thing?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And he's back here again.
Yeah, and then Willie Scott should have been burnt 20 minutes before the movie was, like, before the whole scene, but no, she's fine.
No, but the third one's got all the humor. It's got the Sean Connery shows up, and they got the whole flopping around with the fireplace.
Yeah, it's great stuff.
And he gets flopped around, he's in the room on fire.
And the joke of him and her, Indy and the dad both fucking the same girl.
Yeah.
That's funny.
How do you know? She talks in her sleep.
She talks in her sleep. She's a Nazi. She talks in her sleep.
He's like, it's great.
I'm only human. I'm just as good as the next man. I was the next man.
And then they looked at, they're all watching Indiana Jones. He fell off the cliff and he's watching too. It's great.
That's a good movie.
It's a fun movie.
No, Last Crusade is great. I love it. I saw it in the theater opening night when I was seven years old.
I wish I did.
That was awesome.
I saw Batman that year, though.
I didn't see Batman. I saw, I guess, that one I saw over Batman.
You think my parents would have taken me to Ghostbusters 2?
You'd think.
And maybe they did. I just don't remember.
I don't think. I remember Batman. I didn't see Ghostbusters. I might have seen. I didn't, you know, I don't think I did, but I don't know. I don't remember Ghostbusters. I saw it in video. I know that because I got it a bunch of times, but maybe I did see it in theaters and just don't remember.
Yeah,
That's weird. Yeah,
I might have.
I don't have tickets for when I was like seven.
No.
Those things don't exist anymore. I still have the Indiana Jones Last Crusade tickets because they were a giveaway. It was promotional. So I have those tickets. Wow. I have them in my collector room. I'm alone. It's sad.
It's where most people have a family room.
I have nothing. There's no children running around. There's a wife saying, come inside for the piece of pie. There's just my $50,000 collection where I could flip it and sell it and retire.
For $50,000?
No, no. Well, just for me. No, I can't. No, no way. No way. But I'll still keep going. Probably a good thing that store's closed tomorrow if we don't go.
Yeah.
That'd be dangerous. But I still want to go to that comic book store. If we can do that, maybe.
I just want to show some of the photography.
It looks good. Like, it's a good looking movie. The DP's good. It's nice looking. It's a low budget, you know, mumblecore horror movie. That's all it is. That's what this thing is. I was half expecting Paul Giamatti to show up.
I was so quick to say mumblecore because I couldn't fucking. We had it cranked. It was in the when we first started watching the first half an hour.
Yeah,
it was
quiet.
Just the two of us.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I can't see or hear anything.
Yeah,
but
there's a lot of that. Pan, jump, and
the camera work.
Yeah.
You're late.
Time. I understand handheld and wanting to do that, but
sure.
Calm it the fuck down. Have a steady cam.
Is it because of budget? Because it's hard, it's cheap.
No, I honestly think it might have been a factor, but I think it was
more or less art. I want free and exciting because that's what the audience craves.
I don't think it was that. No, douchebaggy, but I think it was a choice.
Excuse me. No, you understand my art. When I see,
I'm not getting art out of this. I'm getting a guy just want to make a movie.
I called a horror movie Arcadia.
That's true.
So there you go. That's pretension 101 right there.
But I'm not seeing pretentious dialogue and pretentious.
No,
scenes.
It's
that's
pretty
what I'm
simple.
Saying.
It's pretty straightforward.
I want a more of a frantic.
Sure.
Being able to the camera's more free where I could find the actors.
Oh yeah. Well, The Mist does it too. But that makes more sense.
Braveheart does it with the fight scenes.
Chaos.
It works in that.
There's a reason, yeah.
But it works in this. It's just too much of the shaking.
Well, you're doing that when they're having dinner.
Yes, I was just going to show that exact scene. Because it cuts to the Harrigan's phone kid.
Right, yeah.
And he goes,
overshoots
it and finds him as he's talking. It's like,
why do you do that? Because he's right there. All I got to do is this.
Yeah.
He's right there.
There's a difference between handheld of this than...
Oh, hey.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
There you are. Lost you in this 3x3 room.
Right, yeah, that's the problem. It's just, they're trying too hard there.
Let's play the dinner
scene. Yeah, here it is. Here you go. Maybe I'll get copyrighted.
Helping Mr. Rose.
I know what you were doing. Do you understand?
I'm shaky.
Look at this camera work. He nodded when he nodded.
The cameraman nodded with the camera, yeah.
That's not helping.
Yeah, shut up.
The camera should not be floating around right now.
No, it's got to be... pretty stable. I mean,
it's not helping either.
Where do you have?
Hey, Tom, what's so special about the Rose Farm?
Look at that.
Yeah, that's the thing right there.
It's just won't stop moving, and it's distracting as hell.
Do you think this is poor man's Kieran Culkin?
I like this kid.
Yeah,
he's in It.
Was he in It?
Yeah.
Oh, he is.
He was a stutter kid. Remember?
Oh, he's all grown up.
He's the main brother.
Was he?
Georgie's brother.
I didn't even recognize him. Holy shit.
It's
that's
Mr.
Really
Harrigan's
him?
Phone.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, he didn't look the same. He aged out that fast?
No, they put this terrible wig on him.
Wow, I didn't realize that was him.
Yeah.
Holy shit. And who's the other guy? Will Finhart?
The other guy was the other kid.
Where's he from?
Is
he from?
Why the fuck am I? I just looked this up and I was like, oh, that's him.
Oh, wow.
He's a kid actor. Let me.
And who plays the dad?
He's barely nobody. Works.
Nobody. Some guy who keeps making movies for 50 years now. 40 years of movie making.
That's who he was. He was Will Robinson in Lost in Space.
No shit.
The show, yeah.
The show.
Yeah.
Oh, no, the show. Yeah, okay. I'm thinking the movie, but the show, I never saw the show.
Wasn't the movie the Malcolm in the Middle kid?
No.
I'm kidding.
No. Oh, actually, you know what? You might be right. It might be that kid.
No, it's not.
I think it is.
I think it was Jake Lloyd.
No, Jake Lloyd never worked after Jingle All the Way or Star Wars.
Well, this is before Star Wars.
His life was a year before it. His life was
a
living nightmare. He went to hell and back.
Well, I can't look it up now because you blocked my mouse with your microphone.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll move the mouse.
Fucking rude.
No, it's definitely Lost in Space 1 is the kid from Malcolm Middle. Absolutely, yes. He was Will Robinson. Absolutely, 100%. The 1998 film. Oh, fuck. That's the show. Oh, the pain of it all, Arcadia, the pain of it all, mumblecore film, camera stretches all the time in different directions.
This kid's in nothing else.
Jack Johnson? Really?
His name is Jack Johnson, yeah, not the singer.
Well. No, it's the singer, that's what he does, he went to become a singer. Didn't he stab himself 17 times with a knife, Johnson?
That was Elliot.
Oh, Elliot Smith?
Elliot Smith.
That's right.
Jack Johnson's unfortunately still alive.
And then there's Jake Johnson. And then there's Jake Kastan.
Jake Johnson is the closest I look to a celebrity.
Yes. Oh, well. But yeah, Arcadia. All right. I mean, what would you give this on a scale of 1 to 10? It's like I gave it a 6. I went 6
with it. Oh, speaking of Lost in Space, I just bought this the other day.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Got my.
Nice little robot.
Film reel on it.
Whatever that means.
Yeah,
I never fell for those film reel bullshit.
Don't care about that at all.
Because they sell those all the time. Like, I was like, oh, why would I want that?
What year is this from?
Yeah, I mean, 96.
98.
Oh, close. 98. When the movie came out. Yeah. But that's the TV show version.
Mm-hmm.
Not the movie version, because the movie version was shit.
I love the show. I watched that movie in the theater.
Movie sucks.
Okay.
Oh, it's terrible.
What's happening?
I like the fact that Jonathan Harris was still alive when that movie came out, and he was on the radio show that I listened to, and he goes, they offered me an innocuous line, and they called it a cameo, and I told them where to stuff it. I didn't care. I didn't want anything to do with it, because everybody else is in the movie, all the people who were alive.
June Lockhart's in
it. She's dead now, and she was in that, and they all were. And then the hottie, what's her name? She was the most... Penny Robinson. Lost in Penny.
I love that fucking show.
She got hot in life.
It's a bad show, but I love it.
Oh, Lost in Space?
Yeah.
Oh, it's classic.
I watched it again. I'm like through, and I'm like, oh, this is terrible, but I love
cheap,
every second of it.
Yeah, it's so much fun, yeah.
It's the same thing as Star Trek. They have the exact same sets.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, yeah, because they were probably one off. Yeah, the share because
you would see the same.
The
same props that they used.
Oh yeah,
the same costumes.
That's how you cut costs. It was great.
I'm like because I was watching both at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, hey, it's that.
So funny.
Terrible.
So funny.
But I fucking love it.
Oh yeah, no, those shows are great.
Yeah.
Anything pre or that era of television, it's just there's something about it. It's just special. It's special. Now when I hang out with the kids today, watching what they watch, I have nothing but sadness for the future. Because nobody watches anything with a narrative. It's just all these guys just doing things on TV. It's like Jackass. The whole world turned to Jackass because they do stuff for money. Like that, the Mr. Or was it Mr. Bear? He was throwing $100,000 into a shark infested water. And if you had to get it to win it, and that was basically what he was showing. That was his episode.
Yeah,
that was it. And that had like 150 million views from like 3 years ago. It's like, this is the future of entertainment. Is this shit? It's sad. It's really sad.
And that's why I don't want to shit all over this movie. It wasn't the best. You asked my score. I'm trying to delay getting there because what you just said. It's not bad. We say it's a new story, but they did rip off it, Quiet Place.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hard to deny that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
it They tried. They tried to do something. We've seen it before.
Yeah.
It had some flaws. I'm not going to shit on it like too much because I liked it.
And it also has a lot of It Comes at Night vibes. That movie.
I still haven't seen that.
That movie's nowhere near like this, but it's about paranoia more than anything. It's not about monsters. It's about human monsters.
Oh, it's so I love it because
we're our own monsters.
It follows.
That's what it is, yeah.
It follows this paranoia.
Well, It Follows was a real monster, though.
Yeah, but it's more about paranoia, and that's kind of makes it interesting because you never know who the fuck it is.
Sex.
So they're just like constantly like, duh, no,
it's
maybe.
It's about fucking.
It is about fucking.
Yeah.
Metaphorically.
Metaphorically, she gets gangbanged on that boat, so hot. Marika Monroe, who's also in Long Legs.
Yeah.
The next Nick Cage movie that I'm excited for. I'm really excited. Actually, I hope that comes in theaters and gets to see it in theaters because that's what I want. I'll go pay for that one.
I've seen like every late. Of the last like 5-6 Nick Cage movies in the theater. This one I couldn't quite get to the theater, and I'm not that bummed.
I don't think
it
came out. It came out in April, it said, but I never saw it. It never came out where I was.
I saw it and I was like, oh, I want to go.
It was out for a weekend, Brian. That was it.
Yeah, it came out the same time Ghostbusters did.
Oh, I didn't bother with that either. I didn't watch that either. I didn't care. Ghostbusters to me is dead. I don't care about Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters died in 1989.
Yeah.
That's it for me.
I don't know. It was nice to see him in Afterlife.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. Whatever. That's fine.
But I wish that was it.
Yeah.
Like, move the fuck on from there.
Yeah, no, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Don't keep bringing him back if you're not going to use him.
But keep giving Ernie Hudson work because I love Ernie Hudson. He needs a paycheck.
When Afterlife ended, I literally go to my wife. I'm like, I want to see, and I told you too, I'm like, I just want to see Ernie Hudson trains the next generation.
Right, yeah.
I don't want to see Bill Murray. I don't want to see Dan Aykroyd. Yeah. I want to see Ernie Hudson.
Yeah.
Because that man loves Ghostbusters more than anyone.
It's a steady paycheck. I'll believe whatever you want.
Yeah. I mean, he has adopted that. He's like, yeah, I fucking love it. It's made me money and relevant. Like,
and I saw him. I saw him at a con wearing the outfit.
Yeah. Dude.
Beautiful.
Upset, like,
beautiful man.
It. Has it? He's the only one that's not like, I don't know enough Ghostbuster stuff.
Yeah.
Because Bill Murray's like, I don't think he's.
Well, Bill Murray aged out and Bill Murray looks old as shit. Dan Aykroyd aged out. And he's crazy as cat shit.
Yeah.
But Ernie Hudson just got better with age. And he's just like, I can enjoy it now because I'm not dying anytime soon.
Yeah. Even though
I'm
he's the
enjoy
oldest
this
one.
And he's like the oldest one. Yeah.
He looks fantastic.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
No, like, don't crack.
But it's, I don't know. I just wanted to see Ernie Hudson go, and they're in New York City and he teaches them how to do it. And that's, and he could be in the rest of the movies.
And he takes
just,
him, he like takes him the, to Congo.
Because they need an adult to be around.
Yeah.
He could be like the advisor.
Oh,
like
great.
He doesn't
no.
go on the missions, but he just like helps them, and that he's their mentor.
They could do a nice throwaway joke where they go, "Hey, we found train tracks. Don't go down there.
Yeah,
don't go down those train tracks. Don't do it. I'll get you out of there. Just get out of there."
It's like the Monster Squad.
And it's, yeah,
happen again.
Yeah, there you go.
But it's I don't know. That's what I wanted out of that, and apparently that's not what I'm gonna get.
No,
this is not gonna happen.
And I don't think they're going to make another one because this one didn't do that great. It wasn't that big of a hit.
No, but they're making enough money on side shit that...
Boy, they could probably do like a Netflix show or something. Because it's Sony, and they have a direct connection to Netflix. So they'll just do a Netflix thing.
I hope they do, because I remember the original title was Firehouse.
Right, yeah.
And it was years of just Firehouse.
Yeah.
And then it was like, ah, never mind. I thought that was going to end up being their series. And maybe it should.
Maybe it will.
Just this is our... We're going to do 6 episodes a year.
Maybe.
Just live action. Yeah. I would watch it.
Why not?
Don't fucking waste my time with these movies that I don't give a shit about and focusing on the little tiny.
Which still makes no sense that Egon had a daughter. It doesn't make any sense at all, but whatever. Just because in the timeline of the movie, she would have had to have been born before Ghostbusters 1. Egon would have had to have been married and had a kid. But I guess he just never went home, and that's why.
Well, that's why she's mad at
him. That's why he's mad at it. I mean, but then he has all the pictures up.
Don't introduce the most beloved character who's dead in real life and have him be like this fucking.
Yeah, awful.
He was a terrible dad.
Yeah.
Why were you doing this?
Because it's written in, shoehorned in, and they oh, can't explain it. Fuck it, he's just a bad.
Bill Murray seems like the appropriate guy for that.
That would make more sense. Yeah.
And Bill doesn't care.
And Bill Murray's still alive.
But shit all over.
It
should
have been Oscar. It should have been Oscar. Like from
she's Rick Moranis' daughter. Now Louis
Tully. Yeah.
He's technically in the movie. His bloodline.
Louis Tully has nothing to do with these movies. Or Rick Moranis, he doesn't give a shit.
But that's how you do that for the fans. Like,
yeah,
would not shit all over
one
of the main characters.
Yeah, that would be way more interesting because then it could be Louis Tully's daughter is in New York, finds all this information because maybe he's like there's elements of his his body, he dies, maybe it's he dies, and his body was still linked to Gozer for some reason, and Zool, because it's still a part of him, and something erupts, and they got to figure out the mystery of what's going on, and oh, that all comes back together, because it's the same fucking movie anyway. They didn't the same thing.
You could keep him alive, because I know they didn't want to do that, because they didn't want to say he was dead. Right. Like, he's alive, he's just not here.
No.
Where is he? Where is he?
He had to leave because the Gozer thing was overtaking him. Yeah. He was losing his mind. So he thought
he left.
He was a danger to everybody, so he left. And that's why, that's what the movie's about, is the search for Louis Tully. And they have to find Louis Tully because the second Armageddon's coming, and Louis Tully has to be found because he's the Keymaster.
And you get the whole cast at the door knocking, and then you see Rick Moranis like peek out the blinds and close it real quick.
Who does your taxes?
And then the credits.
Yeah, that's the movie. That would be fantastic.
Oh, I guess he doesn't want anything to do with
it. It's
that.
Enough.
Arcadian. 6?
I gave it a 6.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked the actors. I liked a lot of it. I think the directing was good. I just didn't think the camera work was good. And the music. Honestly, the music got to me.
Yeah, it was good enough. It was fine. It's like a very, it's a TV movie. That's what it felt like to me.
I didn't want to show the monsters.
Oh, yeah. When they're in their ball. When they become their General Grievous will machine. Oh, there you go. One in a million girls. That's the end soundtrack ending.
It's after this, right?
Something like that. And that's when they're driving away, and the ball fires after them. Yeah. I've got one
left. It's fucking hilarious.
She got one shot. And she shoots them all, and they all blow up and die.
Yeah.
So that means, are they all dead now, so they don't got to worry about them anymore?
No, I think that was just some of them.
See, that's what I don't understand.
I'm fine with not knowing where they came from, unlike whoever did that review that you read. I don't need to know. I don't care. Doesn't matter.
Well, that's what half these movies are. You never know why and how.
And that's fine.
The reason, yeah.
They came, just, they conquered.
Yeah, it's whatever. It's an action movie. Yeah, it's fine.
It's a survival thing. It's post-apocalyptic. It doesn't matter.
Post-apocalyptic movie. It's all it is.
It's a mutation. They kind of skimmed over a lot of that with a vampire. Like, they bite you and you get infected. We're almost done. Hold on.
No, I know. I'm just looking to see what button it is.
Yeah, it's could have been better.
Yeah.
Could have been worse.
It could have been worse. Could have been a lot worse. So
I liked it better than the movie everyone fucking loves, the I Am Legend. I like this better.
Oh, yeah. I Am Legend's whatever. I don't. It's fine.
It's overrated.
I think I don't. Yeah, I never think of that movie at all, honestly. I don't know how they're going to make a sequel. I don't think they're going to make a sequel. Or if they did, it'll have nothing to do with Will Smith because his career's over.
Yeah.
He ain't going to do nothing.
He's doing a new movie, though. He's got Bad Boy 4 coming out.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to do well. Right now, the box office is looking really bad.
Yeah.
If fucking Furiosa does $25 million on Memorial Day weekend, that's bad. That is real bad. And Hollywood's in trouble. And they know it. They know they're in trouble. This is not good. If this summer continues like that, it's, I mean, they're done. They might be done for a while.
We're not going to put out any theater movies unless it's a Marvel.
But that's not going to mean anything because that won't make any money. Deadpool will be all right because that's built up already.
Yeah.
But that's the only one. After Deadpool and X-Men, no one's going to watch anything. Hmm. They're not going to care because no one's going to give a shit. That's it. All the jokes about Disney will be in it and everybody's laughing funny. And then the next Disney movie comes out, everyone's like, I'm going to watch that shit. Because what's going to be? Captain America 3, which nobody wants. Because it's not even Captain America. What's his name?
Captain America 4.
Oh, that's right. Captain America 4. It's even worse. Terrible. And audience screenings are poorly. The reaction's been poor. So they have to reshoot a bunch of shit.
Nobody wants any more.
No, we're like, done with it. It's
done. I don't
know
one person that's like, I'm dying for another.
No, it's over.
I'm dying for the third iteration of Fantastic Four. Fourth, if you're counting Roger Corman.
Right. Which, that's the only one in my heart.
Yes.
Is the Roger Corman one. Yeah. Rest in power, Roger Corman.
Oh, yeah.
He just died.
Just died.
96 years old.
Still talking about this.
96. Maybe actually, no, maybe it was 98.
Now that I'm dead, I can tell you how much I hate all of you.
I can't stand any of you. And I was in a lot of your movies, and that helped me get my SAG card so I can get my retirement money.
Jack Nicholson owes me his Oscar.
Jack Nicholson gave me Quaaludes and buttfucked me in a jacuzzi.
Anyway.
So did Roman Polanski.
Enough about last week.
That wasn't about them. Roman Polanski didn't fuck a 15-year-old girl. It was me.
Just besmirch the man after he's dead.
Exactly.
Next episode, Racing with the Moon versus Boy in Blue. And then we're doing Dying of the Light and it's on the written.
Right, yeah.
Dying of the Light and Dark. Those are the Paul Schrader ones.
All right. Shit.
Same movie, just recut.
Yeah.
Slightly different.
That sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah. We'll do those. Give this a 6. 6.
Yeah.
And then I'll do the rankings later, not in this episode because I don't have it.
Okay.
There's also no intro or outro.
Yeah, that's fine.
So fuck it, you know.
Nobody's coming for you. You're locked in a house with aliens coming through the floor. No one's coming for you.
They don't even have a visitor, though. It was good.
That's true.
Did you have to travel through tubes to get here?
I don't know.
You just woke up.
Yep.
Woke up here. It's miserable.
Woke up this morning. Got yourself a gun for Arcadians. No, that's all. That's fine.
I wish they called them Arcadians.
Arcadians.
We're going to kill all these Arcadians.
They're from the planet Arcadia.
That sounds so racist.
Dirty ass Arcadians.
They're fucking Arcadians, if you know what I mean.
Man, first they took our jobs, then they took our homes.
Remember when a random like cult showed up at that family's house? And it was like they were always there. And they tried to shoot off the kid's leg so they could eat it. That was a scene in this movie.
Yeah, that's right. That was confusing. They all get killed by the aliens.
And then they're just killed really quickly.
Yeah, out of nowhere. And then he runs away. And then the parents get attacked because that's in the barn next to the house.
Opens
right?
up and like goes down on the mom. And the daughter comes in and is like, ah!
That didn't make any sense. It was just all again.
Yeah, everything's something so fast
that's why
and dark.
It's a 6 because you don't know exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
That happens all at once. And you're just like, why?
I wanted to see. I would actually want to see the movie that was in the opening scene. Where
right.
he used to raise those kids.
Well, that's coming out in
He's
June.
Just running
it's
with
called,
two babies.
It's called a quiet place.
Prequel.
Day one. That's coming out soon.
Killian Murphy.
No, well, I think he's in it. Actually, he's not. I think he's not in that one.
Was he in the second one?
He's in the second one.
Oh, okay.
It's Lupita Nyong'o.
I only saw the first one. Oh yeah, yeah.
She's
you're right.
I think she's deaf, which is why she can get away with it.
Because these, like are, you
these
hear.
Are deaf movies.
I think being deaf is a severe disadvantage.
These are pro-deaf movies, yeah. We don't make any noise, and you can't hear anything, so you can be quiet.
Deaf people make noise. They don't know how much noise they're making.
What do you mean?
The
I'm over here!
The mute girl at least could not talk.
What do you mean? Well, maybe she's mute. Maybe that's it. Maybe
mute
she's
girl,
mute.
That's what I meant.
Maybe she's mute.
Anyway.
I don't know.
Only horrific. Oh, it's going to be like the Inside Number 9 episode we just watched. I think she has disability. She's special.
Oh, God, yeah.
Let's get out of here, Dick.
Bye.
Until next time, and in the meantime, Phoenix West.
Arcadian, Dick it.
Dick Arcadian.
Dick Arcadian, Dick
Please it. Please change your last name to Arcadian.
Richard Arcadian. Dick Arcadian.
All right, bye-bye.
Mr. Arcadian.
Alan Rick.
Arcadian.